Hola, espero que estés de lo mejor. En esta clase vamos a aprender 16 frases muy comunes en el inglés hablado. Son expresiones muy útiles que te harán sonar como un auténtico nativo. Y estoy seguro que al igual que a mí, te van a encantar. Si te gustan este tipo de clases, hazme saber en los comentarios las frases que más te hayan gustado y cómo las usarías en tu día a día. No olvides compartir este video para que esta familia siga creciendo cada vez más. Sin tu apoyo, esto no sería posible. Sin más que decir, y si estás listo para aprender algo nuevo el día de hoy, comencemos con la clase. Nuestra primera frase es... Break it up.
Come on, people, break it up.
Break it up, George, break it up.
Hey!
Come on, that's enough. Break it up.
Hey, hey,
don't break it up.
Break it up,
break it up. Esta frase significa ya basta o detente, y normalmente lo usamos cuando le decimos a alguien más que pare inmediatamente lo que está haciendo.
Come on, people, break it up.
Break it up, George, break it up.
Hey!
Come on, that's enough. Break it up.
Hey,
hey, don't break it up.
Break it up.
Nuestra segunda frase es give me a break.
And kissy face.
Give me a break.
Mimi, give me a break.
Don't talk about me in the third person.
Please, give me a break.
You give me a break with this?
Give me a break.
Give me a break. Esta frase significa dame un descanso, y comúnmente lo usamos cuando queremos que nos den un respiro de algo en especial.
And kissy face.
Give me a break.
Mimi, give me a break.
Don't talk about me in the third person.
Please, give me a break.
You give me a break with this?
Give me a break.
Nuestra tercera frase es I have no clue.
I have no clue where we are.
I have no clue. Apparently, Ray Kroc is president and CEO.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
What's on now? I have no clue.
Yeah.
I have no clue as to why.
I have no clue. Esta frase significa no tengo ni idea, y normalmente lo usamos cuando nos preguntan o nos dicen algo y no sabemos nada al respecto.
I have no clue where we are.
I have no clue. Apparently, Ray Kroc is president and CEO.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
What's on now? I have no clue.
Yeah.
I have no clue as to why.
Nuestra cuarta frase es, check it out.
Hey, guys, check it out.
No, let me check it out.
Okay. So LJ has a show at MoMA. Thought I'd check it out.
Hey, you know what? Check it out, bro.
Take a right. Check it out.
Check it out. Esta frase significa echar un vistazo, y comúnmente lo usamos cuando revisamos o comprobamos que algo está en orden.
Hey, guys, check it out.
No, let me check it out.
Okay. So LJ has a show at MoMA. Thought I'd check it out.
Hey, you know what? Check it out, bro.
Take a right. Check it out.
Nuestra quinta frase es, guess what?
It'll also help your fingers dial faster. And guess what?
And guess what? I cracked.
Hi, honey. Guess what? I walked into this house today.
Hey, Jay! Guess what?
What?
Guess what?
Guess what? Esta frase significa adivina qué, y normalmente lo usamos cuando vamos a contarle algo a alguien y queremos ver si ya sabe lo que es.
It'll also help your fingers dial faster. And guess what?
And guess what? I cracked.
Hi, honey. Guess what? I walked into this house today.
Hey, Jay! Guess what?
What?
Guess what?
Nuestra sexta frase es, don't push your luck.
Don't push your luck.
Don't push your luck, Captain.
Don't push your luck there, Fields.
Don't push your luck.
Will, he told me, you are not in the will, so don't push your luck.
Don't push your luck. Esta frase significa no abuses de tu suerte, y comúnmente lo usamos cuando tenemos una racha muy buena, pero no debemos abusar de ella.
Don't push your luck.
Don't push your luck. Captain.
Don't push your luck there, Fields.
Don't push your luck.
Will, he told me, you are not in the will, so don't push your luck.
Nuestra séptima frase es, fire away.
Okay then, Monday, fire away.
Fire away.
Let me ask you a question. Fire away.
Fire away, mate, fast as you can.
Oh, fire away. Right.
Fire away. Esta frase significa pregúntame o pregunta, y por más raro que parezca, normalmente lo usamos cuando queremos que nos hagan una pregunta o alguien más quiere que le preguntemos algo.
Okay then, Monday, fire away.
Fire away.
Let me ask you a question. Fire away.
Fire away, mate, fast as you can.
Oh, fire away.
Right.
Nuestra octava frase es, go it alone.
To go it alone or to go with a partner.
Looks like he wants to go it alone. Launches a 20-footer. It's off the mark.
If I have to go it alone, I'll go it alone. I've done it before.
I'll go it alone.
But a Brexus can't go it alone. He needs...
Go it alone. Esta frase significa ir por su cuenta. Y comúnmente lo usamos cuando estamos por irnos de algún lugar solos.
To go it alone or to go with a partner.
Looks like he wants to go it alone. Launches a 20-footer. It's off the mark.
If I have to go it alone, I'll go it alone. I've done it before.
I'll go it alone.
But a Brexus can't go it alone. He needs...
Nuestra novena frase es... Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell, huh?
Like, for example, when you did Saved by the Bell, right. Quality, okay? I mean, you know, substance.
Saved by the Bell. Saved by the Bell college year.
Zeus is saved by the Bell.
A fighter cannot be saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell. Esta frase significa salvado por la campana. Y normalmente lo usamos cuando nos encontramos en una situación difícil y por alguna razón salimos de ese problema.
Saved by the Bell, huh?
Like, for example, when you did Saved by the Bell, right. Quality, okay? I mean, you know, substance.
Saved by the Bell. Saved by the Bell college year.
Zeus is saved by the Bell.
A fighter cannot be saved by the Bell.
Nuestra décima frase es... Cut the crap.
I'd appreciate it if you do it with a little more respect.
Cut the crap, General.
Cut the crap.
Cut the crap, man.
Cut the crap, I don't have all day.
Cut the crap, I know it's you.
Cut the crap. Esta frase significa déjate de tonterías. Y comúnmente lo usamos cuando queremos que alguien más se tome más en serio una situación o deje de decir cosas sin sentido.
I'd appreciate it if you do it with a little more respect.
Cut the crap, General.
Cut the crap.
Cut the crap, man.
Cut the crap, I don't have all day.
Cut the crap, I know it's you.
Nuestra frase número 11 es... Stick to the plan.
There's people everywhere.
Just stick to the plan.
One, stick to the plan. Stay here and burn it all.
We stick to the plan.
Absolutely not, we have to stick to the plan.
You're supposed to stick to the plan.
Stick to the plan. Esta frase significa apegarse al plan. Y normalmente lo usamos cuando nos apegamos a un plan sin distraernos con otras cosas.
There's people everywhere.
Just stick to the plan.
One, stick to the plan. Stay here and burn it all.
We stick to the plan.
Absolutely not. We have to stick to the plan.
You're supposed to stick to the plan.
Nuestra frase número 12 es, have a good one.
Have a good one, guys.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Have a good one, Bob.
Thanks, Jack. Take care, huh?
Have a good one, Professor.
Have a good one. Esta frase significa que la pases bien y comúnmente lo usamos cuando nos despedimos de alguien y le deseamos que le vaya bien.
Have a good one, guys.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Have a good one, Bob.
Thanks, Jack. Take care, huh?
Have a good one, Professor.
Nuestra frase número 13 es... Down the hatch.
You, drink.
Down the hatch.
Down the hatch.
Down the hatch.
Down the hatch.
Bob, look.
Yeah, just down the hatch, mate.
Down the hatch. Esta frase significa hasta el fondo. Y normalmente lo usamos cuando vamos a comer o a beber algo.
You, drink.
Down the hatch.
Down the hatch.
Down the hatch.
Just down the hatch.
Bob, look.
Yeah, just down the hatch, mate.
Nuestra frase número 14 es... I made a mistake.
Wanted to get out of town. I made a mistake.
Look, I made a mistake, all right?
I made a mistake. I don't know what to tell you, babe.
But I made a mistake, too.
No, I know I made a mistake. I admit that.
I made a mistake. Esta frase significa cometí un error. Y comúnmente lo usamos cuando nos equivocamos en alguna acción.
Wanted to get out of town. I made a mistake.
Look, I made a mistake, all right?
I made a mistake. I don't know what to tell you, babe.
But I made a mistake, too.
No, I know I made a mistake. I admit that.
Nuestra frase número 15 es... Face the consequences.
The government would have to drop its case or face the consequences.
And that they have to face the consequences.
I would advise you to remain here and face the consequences of your actions like a man.
I'm gonna face the consequences.
Let me face the consequences.
Face the consequences. Esta frase significa afrontar las consecuencias y normalmente lo usamos cuando aceptamos nuestro castigo por un error que cometimos.
The government would have to drop its case or face the consequences.
And that they have to face the consequences.
I would advise you to remain here and face the consequences of your actions like a man.
I'ma face the consequences.
Let me face the consequences.
Nuestra frase número 16 es, keep up the good work.
Carry on.
Thank you. Keep up the good work. Mother.
No, keep up the good work.
Oh, keep up the good work, man.
Love those dick jokes. Love them.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, and keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work. Esta frase significa sigue con el buen trabajo y comúnmente lo usamos cuando nos motivan a continuar con lo que estamos haciendo.
Carry on.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Mother.
No, keep up the good work.
Oh, keep up the good work, man.
Love those dick jokes. Love them.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, and keep up the good work.
Eso ha sido todo por la clase del día de hoy. No olvides comentar las frases que más te hayan gustado y cómo las usarías en tu día a día. Me ayudarías mucho compartiendo y dejando tu like para seguir creando más contenido como este. Sin nada más que decir, muchas gracias por ver y que tengas un excelente día.